You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora whānau, you're on The Breakfast Show here at BFM. We're about to play you Erica's Birthday by Cody Nielsen, and we will be having a chat to Cody himself on the other side of this. You're on BFM. This is a brand new track from Cody Nielsen called Erica's Birthday. And on the line we have Cody himself. Kia ora, Cody. How are you going?
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. Very exciting to have not only two new tracks from you in 1 week, but also the announcement of a new collection of music. What have you been working on in recent times, Cody?
I've just recently finished this Birthday Suite Volume 2. And yeah, I'm just currently in Palm Springs working with Ruben and Jake on the new UMO album.
Sweet, that's exciting news. And what's the sort of vibe like in Palm Springs at the moment?
Sunny. it's pretty relaxed. It's not it's not very busy here. It's kind of it's pretty mellow, and it's always sunny. So.
That I feel like always comes through a little bit in the UMO sound, but the stuff you make when you're doing your own music and also when you're doing the Silicon Project taps into totally different energies, Cody. Where do you go sort of musically when you're writing stuff for the Birthday collection?
Well, I'm kind of like thinking of my family and close friends and loved ones, really, and kind of trying to make some music that's nourishing to listen to. Just something to throw on in the background, or like something to keep you company if you were like painting or something like that, or doing like exercising or cleaning your bedroom or something. I don't know. It's just like, it's meant to be nourishing background music.
Do you think about the person you're going to make the track for before you start the track, or do you start working on a song and then think, this one is for Erica or this one is for Honeybee? Like, how does that kind of come about?
I think of who to make the track for, and then I'm just thinking of that person while I'm making the track. And I guess I only use them if they work out.
Yeah.
I've made a bunch of them that they haven't finished. I haven't finished them yet. But yeah, I guess the idea was like to release them on the birthdays of the songs. Of the people whose songs they're dedicated to, and so yeah, Honey's Bees came out last weekend, and this it's actually my auntie Erica's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Erica.
Yeah, so that song just came out, and my late grandmother's birthday is on November 23rd, so that's when I'm going to drop the album.
Awesome. Oh, that's exciting. And it's a nice way to mark those people that are so important to you, and also, you know, the backbone of this musical project as well. I think that that's a really lovely thing. It's such a direct link to the community that you're making for and with in mind when you are in the studio. What's the process of making one of these tracks like? Walk us through it. Do you work mostly like with computer first, instruments first? How does that work, Cody?
I mean, I'm just writing on piano mostly, piano and drums, and then I just fill in the spaces. But I guess it's like a dedication, and I'm trying to make like something like a reason or a meaning for my instrumental music, just give it some more meaning. And I suppose when I set out with a purpose in mind kind of thing, or a person in mind, before I start writing it, like it kind of gives me something to write about.
Mm. Never run out then.
Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of an endless source of, it's like a music, I don't know.
I think you can feel the like aroha in these tracks when you're listening to it, because they have got like a gentleness to it, or like a lovingness to these songs, which I think comes through the musicality of it really well. I'm curious to hear a little bit about what's happening in the world of UMO though. It's exciting to be over in the States and recording. How's the work process been so far? Have you just been hanging out? Have you been doing some writing? What's been happening?
Yeah, we've been doing writing and recording, just jamming a lot and stuff like that. But we wanted to like record a lot of this album like more live kind of thing, more like how we recorded Six and Food and Hanoi. So yeah, we've just been just working away on that, but I think yeah, we'll get more into it today. But Jack just arrived a couple of days ago.
Oh, awesome. So now you've got the whole crew.
Yeah, so we've just been getting more into it now.
It must be nice after such a long time, and also the, you know, the strangeness of the pandemic, to be able to be together and making music. Does that feel like a sort of energy in the space at the moment?
Yeah, totally. It's weird. It's everyone's pretty grateful to be able to be in the same room. Yeah, we're not taking it for granted this time, so hopefully we come up with something good.
What's kind of directing the artistic side of things at the moment? Have you got particular ideas for what you want on this record already, or are you just going to kind of see where it takes you when you start being able to all work together in the space?
I think I'm trying to definitely bring this the nourishing kind of vibes to the music, because I just feel like a lot of music I hear these days kind of takes, it's taking away from me. It's kind of like demanding. It's like, it demands your attention. It demands your energy. It's almost like taking from you.
Mm.
I want this music to kind of give to the listener. I'm not really expecting anything out of it. I just want the music to kind of like help you during your day if it can. But if not, then sue me.
What kind of music have you found nourishing to listen to in recent times? Because I think, you know, people have been using music in a sort of comforting or supporting way over this kind of like strange couple of years we've had. Have you found any music in particular has been like a boon for you or nourishing for you?
Probably the music that I've always found comforting, really, like just ambient music and Debussy and Miles Davis, just my favorite music, I think. Bill Evans, he's like the great pianist, and he's one of my favorites. Like a lot of this is inspired by that kind of music, like impressionist piano.
Mm-hmm.
And even impressionist painting, like just more peaceful, like era, I guess, or not era, but a more peaceful movement.
Do you feel like when you're making music with that kind of idea of like nourishment in mind, does it change the way you approach actually making the track yourself? Because I feel like people get into really different headspaces when they're writing music or making music, depending on the sort of output that they're trying to create. Do you feel like it's quite a nourishing thing for you to be able to make that music in that vein as well?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think that's how it starts, I suppose. I kind of need to work on something to kind of keep myself sane, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, like especially during lockdowns and stuff like that, it gets pretty depressing in general. But I suppose it's good to just not take things for granted and just have gratitude and just realize that other people have it a lot worse.
It must be nice to be thinking about all those people you love when you're making as well. That feels like a really like a gentle space to be creating from.
Yeah, I think so. Like it's just I just find it a bit more peaceful, like a peaceful way to work. Like I'm not, it kind of takes me away from thinking about like the music industry or like any industry really.
Mm-hmm.
Or any kind of business stuff. I don't know, that stuff really like it drains the inspiration.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll let you get back to it, Cody. It's really nice to be able to chat to you all the way over in Palm Springs. I hope the UMO sessions go well and you guys have some fun making music, and we're very much enjoying listening to these birthday tracks as they're released. 23rd of November, is that the date you said for the whole Birthday Suite Volume 2 coming out?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we'll be looking forward to that a lot. Hey, cheers, Cody. We're going to listen to Honeybee's Birthday now. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Cool. Thank you. You too.
See ya.
See ya. Thank you.
This is Honeybee's Birthday by Cody Nielsen. One of two Birthday Suites tracks that have been released this week. They coincide with the birthday of the person in question, and the whole album is going to be out on the 23rd of November. That is Birthday Suite Volume 2, on the day of Cody's late grandmother's birthday as well, which is a really nice tribute to her.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.